Right, let's move on to Judy, who's calling us from Seattle. What's on your mind, ma'am?
I need to know the nutrients one needs to use to get the brain to be able to absorb the bioidentical hormones. How long I have to take them before I come to your clinic, and what's the bioidentical hormones cost per month? That's one thing. I need to know about adrenals and chromium, and I need to know about your eye drops and supplements to reverse cataracts.
Oh, those ones. Well, that's the simplest, so I'll just do that right now. The eye drops are titled the brand name now. Canton C, C-A-N-C, C-A-N-C.
C-A-N-C.
Yep, and the ingredient is something called N-acetylcarnosine, but you really don't need to spell that all out because you can just ask for, if you wish, Can-C eye drops. Now, the research there had people with early cataracts to medium cataracts, and this group got the real stuff, and that group got the placebo. And the placebo, cataracts just kept on progressing, and by the way, nobody knew who was getting what. And they volunteered for this. But some of the early cataracts disappeared, and the rest of them simply stabilized, the early and medium ones, and they didn't progress any further. So that's the research on this Can-C eye drop. There's other things that one can do to slow down cataract progression, but talk to a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine about that. Just plain old vitamin A at 40 to 50,000 units a day. Really slows them down too, but not as good as the Can-C eye drops. It's just an additional help, and besides, it helps us not get infections. Okay, you said something about, oh yes, bioidentical hormones, yes. If one has gone a few years past menopause before one starts the bioidentical hormones, for quite a while we were being told, oh, it's not going to do any good anymore, the brain won't be responsive. And then some brilliant researcher came up with the idea that if we increased acetylcholine in the brain, acetylcholine, it's called. It's a neurotransmitter that the brain would start to. Oh, don't worry about it, ma'am. I'll just give. Let's do it. Acetyl.
Yeah.
Acetyl. Choline. There you go. So if we, but you can't buy that in the store. You have to get your body to make its own, which it can do at any age if we're still alive. So the things that help with making that are as follows: choline, as you'd expect, choline. Takes a couple of grams a day. That's the major one. And then the things that help that choline to turn into acetylcholine include the mineral manganese. That's M-A-N-G-A-N-E-S-E. That usually is sold in the 15 milligram, and nobody ever got hurt with one of those a day.
How many milligrams of magnesium?
It's not magnesium, ma'am. It's manganese. M-A-N-G-A-N.
Oh, manganese.
There you go.
Except sorry.
If you live inside the Seattle city limits, you have to call it Persanganese, you know? That's city, Seattle City Council is calling it as that, I guess. But
how many
else,
manganese?
1.5 milligrams, ma'am. For adults.
15 milligrams?
That's correct.
Oh, that's not very much. Okay.
No, it's not. But
okay.
It's safe
that's
for adults
fine.
At that level. And then we have two other things. We have vitamin B1, which is also called thiamine, T-H-I-A-M-I-N-E.
Right, I'm familiar with that.
And
how much of that?
Well, if we're really trying to get our brains going, we should be using about 400 to 500 milligrams a day. But we don't have to do any of these forever, ma'am. Just until the brain kicks in, and then you back off your quantities. The reason for the thiamine, mentioning that when I mentioned the thiamine, is that some people get sleepy with thiamine. So, okay, take it at bedtime. And the last one happens to be pantothenic acid. That's also called vitamin B5.
Pantothenic, okay. And I know I need that for adrenals too. So
yes, you do.
How much do? A
couple of grams a day. And again,
grams.
All these quantities are for ladies who are thinking of starting on bioidentical hormones. Yeah,
I need to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there
and
you go.
And how much are the bioidentical hormones a month at your clinic?
Well, we don't sell them at our clinic. Please call one of the pharmacies that does, because they'll tell you our average prescription for women is thus and such. So you can call Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way. We work with them. We also work with, what's the name of the place? Custom Compounding in Bellevue, and ask them.
And then do you take them by yourself? Do you just order the stuff through the pharmacy, or do you see your doctor or at the clinic or what?
The doctor prescribes it, and the prescription goes to either those two pharmacies or actually any pharmacy that does compounding that handles bioidentical hormones. We're glad to send them to wherever the individual asks us to.
Oh, okay. So you don't need to see the doctor. How often do you see the doctor to get the formula, and then how often for a checkup thing?
Well, here's the thing, ma'am. If one is well past menopause, and I'm sort of guessing that you might be, then running a test to find out if your hormones are low is kind of a waste of money, because after menopause, 10 years later, good grief, we know the hormones are going to be low. So you have to see the doctor once who can go over your health history and background just to make sure. For example, do you have a history of breast cancer? That's an important question. Just to make sure that the hormones that are prescribed for you are suitable for you. And then we always start with conservative doses. And a couple of months later, that's when the test gets done. And for doctors who've been doing this long enough, and since we originated it at Tahoma Clinic in 1980-something or other, we've been doing it quite a while. About half the time, those initial doses are correct, and about the other half the time, they need to be adjusted because that person's metabolism requires more or less. And then after that, once we get it adjusted properly, good grief, person doesn't have to come back more than once a year.
Okay, twice to start to figure out the regime, and then a few months later to check to see if the regime is correct for the person.
Correct. That's right, ma'am.
And then once a year. Okay, and what are the main things I need for my adrenal? I'm trying to say this quickly so you can have a lot of callers. The adrenal glands, I know when you mentioned chromium a few weeks ago, pantothenic acid, you just said 2 grams. I know vitamin C as much as I can take without diarrhea, and what else do I need for adrenals?
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to talk really fast because we've only got a little time. Vitamin C, pantothenic acid, chromium, those are some biggies. Then get yourself some ashwagandha or ginseng, whichever you prefer.
What kind of ginseng? There's several kinds.
It's the Panax ginseng, just the regular ginseng, because that really helps
Siberian?
To support the adrenal. That'll be fine.
Siberian.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. How much of chromium?
It's very safe stuff, so if you use about 3 milligrams a day, you're all right.
Only 3 milligrams, okay. That's
okay, ma'am.
More than that. Thank you so much. I appreciate you immensely.
Well, thank you, and thank you for calling.